Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T, and my wife, Reverend A, is with us. And we are continuing with A Course in Miracles workbook lessons. Today, we're on lesson 250. Before we begin, let's join together for a moment of silence. And let's take a good deep breath. Let me not see myself as limited. Let me behold the Son of God today and witness to His glory. Let me not try to obscure the holy light in Him and see His strength diminished and reduced to frailty, nor perceive the lacks in Him with which I would attack His sovereignty.
He is your Son, my Father. And today I would behold His gentleness instead of my illusion. He is what I am, and as I see Him, so I see myself. Today I would see truly that this day I may at last identify with Him. Let me not see myself as limited.
And so it is. Let's join together for another moment of silence briefly here. As we've shared with you before, on several occasions. In the Gospel of Thomas, Jesus is asked by the disciples, you know, Master, when will we know we're at the end or we're approaching the end? I'm paraphrasing. And as his reply was a little bit of a paradox because he said, oh, so you're back to the beginning then? So let's go back to the beginning for just a moment. Imagine you, sovereign individuation in the mind of God, a thought of love. And there you are, an extension of God, an extension of love. And the only thing that we would say that differentiates you from that being of love, that mind of love, that knowing of self, is that you didn't create yourself, that you are an extension of that source. With all of the attributes, if you will, that you are omniscient, and you are omniscient and omnipresent and omnipotent. And suddenly you join with us, with me in this case, and you say, oh, let's play a game of separation. What would it be like to pretend to be separate? And we agree and we make commitment and we drift off into sleep because it can only be a dream. And in the dream, because we are all those things, omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent, that the only way to be different from that is to imagine ourselves to be limited. And while the game is just a game, the power of the mind of the Christ child, if you will, the extension of God itself, that power creates a reality. Just like we do every night, we go to sleep and we recreate another reality while we're safe at home in bed, dreaming ourselves to be even more limited because we don't even remember where we are, who we are, or even the life that we're really living, that we woke up to this morning, where we were, what our plans were the day for, what our relationships are and our occupation and our concerns and fears. These are all just constructs of limitation. Let me not see myself as limited. Let me return to my omnipresence, my infinite mind. Let me begin to awaken to the realization that God and I are one, and that this dream of illusion is literally within me. This idea of a body, a construct of physicality, is within my mind. And it's held together, if you will, because it's in your mind as well. And we've joined together to hold this idea of limitation together, to just experience it as a game. Nothing more and nothing less, really. Except while we're asleep, we're missing out on a whole lot of life. And so this journey is coming to an end, because we are awakening indeed. Today, Father, let us behold the gentleness of our brothers and sisters, of who they really are and who we really are in God, instead of our illusions, because they are what we are. Our brothers and sisters are what we are. And as we see them, so we see ourselves. So let us see truly today. Let us join in union relationship with the higher self, the Holy Spirit, nothing more than our right mind, and simply ask the question, what's the truth? And allow ourselves to be informed of truth. It's a grand and much better option than continuing to see ourselves as limited.
Beautiful. Beautifully stated. Let me not see myself as limited. Let me see myself as unlimited. Let me see myself as spirit, unlimited and free. Let me see myself as spirit, unlimited and free. And let me see my brothers and sisters in the same light. I am as God created me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that the way that I thought or perceived of myself and projected it onto creation, the world, my brothers and sisters, my family, that that's not true. And that it didn't touch or harm or diminish any of it. That it is still as God created, and so am I, and so are you. This lesson falls upon our celebration of Labor Day. May you be joyous this day. May you not labor in vain, but allow God to move in through and as you, to build the consciousness, to build the life. That you may be free. I am free. I am free. I am free. And so are you. And so it is.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for joining us today. You are the light, and you are exactly where you need to be, and we are so glad to be here with you. Thank God for you. We love you. Stay the course. We'll be back.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send